October 12th through 18th. 3 Nephi, chapters 20 through 26. Ye are the children of the covenant. As you read 3 Nephi, chapters 20 through 26, search these things diligently to find truths that you feel inspired to share with the children in your class. Invite sharing. Pass a picture of the Savior around the class. When each child holds the picture, invite him or her to share something that Jesus taught or did when he visited the people in the Book of Mormon. They could share something they learned at home or in primary. Teach the doctrine. Younger children. 3 Nephi chapter 20, verse 1. I can pray in my heart. If your class learned about prayer last week, you could build on that lesson with one of these activities. Possible activities. Ask the children to show you what they do when they pray. What do they do with their arms, their heads, their eyes? Explain that sometimes we want to talk to Heavenly Father, but we can't kneel or close our eyes. What can we do? Read to the children from 3 Nephi chapter 20, verse 1. Quote, Jesus commanded them that they should not cease to pray in their hearts. End quote. Tell the children how you pray in your heart. Draw a mouth and a heart on the board. Ask the children to point to the mouth and tell you some things they say when they pray. Then ask them to point to the heart and explain that we can say those same things in our hearts. Testify that Heavenly Father knows our feelings and thoughts. 3 Nephi chapter 24, verses 8 through 12. Paying tithing brings blessings. Children who have not been baptized are not expected to pay tithing. However, it's not too early to teach them the principles and blessings associated with this law. Possible activities. If your classroom has a window, invite the children to look at it. What can come into the room when the window is open? Read 3 Nephi chapter 24, verse 10, and explain that when we pay tithing, the windows of heaven open and blessings can come into our lives. Show the children 10 coins or other small objects. Invite them to count the coins with you. Testify that everything we have is a blessing from Heavenly Father. Separate one coin and explain that when we pay tithing, we give back to Heavenly Father 1/10 of what we earn. Show pictures that represent how tithing is used to bless the Lord's church, such as building temples, spreading the gospel, and so on. See Gospel Art Book Numbers 109 to 110 and Numbers 118 through 119. Sing together a song about tithing, like I Want to Give the Lord My Tenth from the Children's Songbook, page 150. Point out phrases that teach why we pay tithing. 3 Nephi chapter 25, verses 5 through 6. Heavenly Father wants me to learn about my ancestors. As prophesied in these verses, Elijah has restored the sealing keys that let us be with our families for eternity. Possible activities. Read 3 Nephi chapter 25, verse 6, and invite the children to put their hand on their heart every time they hear the word heart. Explain that Heavenly Father wants the children, all of us, to learn about and feel love for the fathers, our parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents. Invite a parent of one of the children to tell about their ancestors, or tell the children a story about one of your ancestors. Show pictures if possible. Testify that Heavenly Father wants us to be with our families forever, and this is why He gave us temples. Sing together, Families Can Be Together Forever, from the Children's Songbook, page 188. Teach the Doctrine, Older Children. 3 Nephi, chapter 23, verses 1 and 5. I can search the Scriptures diligently. The Savior told the multitude to search the Scriptures, and He wanted to make sure they recorded the words of the prophets. See 3 Nephi chapter 23, verses 1 and verses 5 through 13, and chapter 26, verse 2. Possible activities. Invite the children to read 3 Nephi chapter 23, verses 1 and 5, and look for a word that is repeated three times. What does it mean to search the words of the prophets? How is searching different from just reading? Tell the children how you search the Scriptures and what you find there. Give each child a small card or piece of paper and invite them to write the reference to a favorite Scripture. Give them suggestions if needed. Let them take turns hiding their card in the room while the rest of the children cover their eyes. Ask the children to search for the scripture, and when they find it, read it together. What do we find in this scripture that is important to us? 3 Nephi chapter 24, verses 8 through 12. Paying tithing opens the windows of heaven. When you teach children about tithing, you prepare them to receive a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. 3 Nephi chapter 24, verse 10. Possible activities. Write on the board, "If I pay tithing, the Lord will blank." Invite the children to read 3 Nephi chapter 24, verses 8 through 12, and help them find phrases to complete this sentence. Share an experience in which you were blessed because you paid tithing. Write a few money amounts on the board and help the children calculate how much tithing, 10%, we should give for each amount. Show them how to fill out a tithing donation slip. Help the children list on the board some of the ways tithing is used to bless the Lord's church, to build temples, spread the gospel, publish the scriptures, and so on. Ask the children to draw pictures, or find pictures in church magazines, of ways tithing blesses the church. 3 Nephi chapter 25, verses 5 through 6. Heavenly Father wants me to learn about my ancestors. Consider how you will inspire the children to search out their ancestors so that when they are old enough to go to the temple, they can perform ordinances on behalf of those ancestors. Possible activities. Tell the children that 3 Nephi chapter 25, verses 5 through 6, contains a prophecy about an event that would happen in the latter days. Invite them to read these verses to find out what it was. Testify that this prophecy has been fulfilled, and invite the children to read about it in Doctrine and Covenants, section 110, verses 13 through 16. See also Gospel Art Book, number 95. Explain that when we learn about our ancestors and do temple work for them, our hearts are turning to our fathers. Tell the children about one of your ancestors who died without the opportunity to be baptized. Show a picture if possible. Bear your testimony that Heavenly Father loves this person, so He prepared a way for him or her to receive baptism through the work done in temples. Ask the children to find a phrase in 3 Nephi chapter 25, verse 6 that might describe how you feel about your ancestor. Help the children fill out a family tree with names of their parents and grandparents. Encourage them to ask their parents to help them add more names. Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to ask their parents or grandparents to tell them stories about their ancestors. Improving our teaching. Children learn in many ways. Children enjoy learning through new and varied experiences. Use activities that allow them to move about, use all their senses, and try new things. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 25.